This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Morena Wairapa, kia ora tātou, and welcome to our weekly program, Energise Yourself, an ROFM 92.7 New Zealand On Air initiative. The purpose of this program is to bring you local people who are involved in sport, recreation, health and well-being, and fitness and exercise, with the purpose to encourage listeners to get active. Remember, everybody can move something, and motion changes emotion. Our guest this morning is probably a well-known local entity and business person, Steve Sale, and Steve's going to talk to us about his health and fitness, life in general, a lot about football probably. Good morning, kia ora, Steve.
Good morning, Alex, and everyone listening out there.
Cool. So what sort of football's sort of your exercise passion, is that right?
Football was my number one, yes. Yep, certainly these days as a referee.
Yes.
I have been a player in the past, but probably 14 years ago, something like that, there was just a shortage of referees.
Yes.
So I decided I would take it up as a full-time rather than playing.
Yeah, great, so, fantastic. And was that a difficult transition for you at the time? Or
more so for my wife, really, actually, ironically. I said I won't take up as much time playing as it does refereeing, but I do seem to spend more time often, and particularly in the early days as I was learning and developing. And, you know, I have a lot of games down in Wellington.
Yes.
I tend to base myself in Wairapa only these days.
But, cool. And what sort of level have you found yourself adjudicating at?
Yeah, look, absolutely. That's a good question. Probably the top level has been Central League, which is sort of a Wellington-based competition.
Yeah.
Refereeing a couple of games in that, and assistant referee on a lot of those games as well. A few Chatham Cup games.
Yes, so, brilliant. So absolutely.
Some great opportunities as a referee that you probably don't get as a player.
Yeah.
You know? So that's good. Been a really rewarding part of the whole journey, really. Yeah.
And I would imagine it keeps you fit.
Most definitely, yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think we often say that we're probably the fittest person on the field because, you know, as a team of 11, you move up and down the field. But as players, as a referee, you tend to have to cover the whole field. So, you know, you can be close to one goal box in one moment and then chasing the ball down the other end of the field to keep up with play.
15 seconds later,
exactly,
you're down the other end.
That's right,
brilliant.
I think myself, anyway, I sort of make sure to try and keep up with play as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, nothing worse than an event happening down the other end of the field and you not really in a position to see, so keeping close to play is pretty important.
Yeah, so I can sort of get the picture of a lot of travel and a lot of game time, but there's probably in behind that, Steve, there's probably quite a bit of preparation, physical training, etc. What sort of stuff do you do?
Most definitely, yep, and it involves mostly running.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, probably as I get older, I've tended to not keep up the fitness over the summer period quite as much as with running, but sort of January, February, you're starting to think, okay, the season's starting again.
Yes.
You know, might be doing swimming and things like that, but, sort of the cardio fitness.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get out and pound the pavements a wee bit and build up the fitness again. And, you know, that can be a gradual process. Like you said, you know, you might run walk and but you know after two or three goes you think okay I'm getting better and quicker and not so puffed and so
great.
You know, you can extend yourself and push so I'd be trying to do that three or four times a week leading up to the season you know it might be 5k something like that so it's not an extensive distance and that's individually sometimes as a referee group we'll get together and do some pre-season training as well so
great.
You know a bit more activities within that you know it's all on your feet it could be shuttles all those sorts of types of things
because
as a referee it's sort of a dynamic fitness so sometimes you can be walking and then suddenly you have to do a burst of speed and you know almost up to sprinting pace to sort of keep up with play so you know training yourself in those sorts of areas is good for when you're doing it on the field as well.
Yeah. So what started your passion for football? When did that all begin?
Yeah, that's interesting too. I guess my family's always been involved in football. Uh-huh. My grandfather was actually a professional footballer for Aston Villa.
Really?
Way back.
Wow.
Got injured and so it's in the blood. And,
yes.
I took it up at primary school and sort of carried on through high school. And then we left school, carried on into senior men's football.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how long were you a player?
When did I stop? Probably, well over 20 years anyway.
Wow.
And it's been enjoyable. I think rewarding just as much the referee side of things. And it's great to give back too.
Yeah.
I mean, this last winter, over the 4 months or so that the season ran, I refereed 63 games.
Really?
And that includes college games, both girls and boys college games.
Yeah.
So I think the most I did was 8 games in 7 days.
Wow.
It's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
I get some great feedback from everybody concerned. That, trying to make the game fun for everyone.
Yes.
College football, for instance, I'll often say to the coaches, look, I'm going to do a bit of coaching while I'm out on the field as well, because if I can help the players to enjoy the game and understand the game a little bit better, that's better for everybody. That's great to be able to do that sort of thing.
Yes.
Senior men, they don't appreciate the coaching.
No, of course not.
Discipline the players.
Yes.
At the end of the rules of the game.
Yeah.
But, it's really enjoyable coming off the field there too, and knowing that everyone's relatively happy with your efforts.
Is there a shortage of referees in the Wairarapa?
Overall, yes. There's never enough to cover all of the games every week.
You've got to do 8 in 7 days.
I mean, for those that are working, they can't get away midweek.
Yeah.
Thankfully, myself, having my own business,
yes,
I can sneak off. And, I'll often find myself doing a game, might be a college exchange or whatever, during the day. Or the girls' college always play after school. Mm. So, it might be 3:30, 4 o'clock game sort of thing. So, I've got that flexibility to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's great. And that helps with my fitness as well. So, it's not as physical as a senior men's game. The games are shorter, but the quality of the football isn't necessarily as good either. So it's more in the middle often, and so you're not running, but you're still active out there, that's part of it too. Yeah. I mean, our oldest referee is 71.
Yes,
he's had a hip and 2 knee replacements, I think it is. But he's still able to,
and he's still going.
Yeah,
so, that's fantastic.
It is really.
So he's just taken away all your excuses, folks. If you're listening,
That's right.
Yep. There's cool.
If you can move, you can.
If you can, everybody can move something.
Exactly.
And so it's reasonably topical because it was only a couple or so years ago that we were all watching with much interest the FIFA women's competition here in New Zealand and Australia.
Yep.
And how what's the state of women's football in the Wairarapa?
Look, it's moving ahead. There's a local women's league. Specifically,
yes,
and there's also the Wairarapa women playing in the Wellington competition.
Yes, so brilliant.
It's great to see, and the college girls football as well. I think they're really making a bit of a push there to get good participation, which has been great to see as well.
Yeah, cool. And women refereeing as well.
Seen much in the way of that locally. There's always spots available for that.
You're listening to that, ladies?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And we have coaching available. We run regular technical coaching sessions.
Yes.
And I'm an assessor as well, so I can go along and watch other referees and give them feedback. But, I mean, any referee would do that to another referee if they needed to. Just support, really.
Yeah, no ego, eh, when you've got a whistle.
No,
eh?
No, exactly.
Yeah, I bet. I could just imagine, yeah. And so I know it's a huge issue in rugby, the old sideline behaviour and that type of thing. Is that an issue in football, or are they a different breed with the old so-called soccer? Or no,
no, not at all. I think there's always perception that somebody's child's been aggrieved, or some situation's happened. And often that can come down to interpretation, or even understanding of the laws of the game. It's quite frustrating where somebody might think that player wasn't offside, or that wasn't, or was a tackle, or whatever. And theoretically, we're in the wrong, but ultimately we've got the final say. Unlike on TV, thankfully, I think most of the games aren't videoed, so you can't go to the VAR and check whether it was correct or not. But let's just get on with the game. But, unfortunately, some do want to carry on a wee bit further.
Yes.
I mean, in my very early refereeing days, I did end up calling off a kid's game because a parent was just going on and on and on. Right. And ironically, as he walked past after the game, he says, "I know where you live." And they're thinking, really?
That's a bit weird.
I think, the clubs and the schools, they are always pushing to, hey, support the referee, they're a volunteer, doing their best. And I think, the football fraternity are big on that as well. So,
pretty understanding and supportive. Fantastic.
We have... We're not perfect either, and I think, people can accept that.
Yeah.
For me as a referee, though, I've tended to learn to just to shut out sideline noise. You're concentrating on the game.
Yes.
And so, if somebody's yelling out something, whatever.
Exercise your mouth, mate. So a lifetime of football.
Yep.
And so you were playing when you had children. Tell us a bit about your family and your experiences of motivating children to be healthy.
So we've had four young children, all grown up and adults now, and doing various things. So, they've all participated in sport along the way, some football, and we've coached two of our children in football in years gone by as well, and that's just quite enjoyable and rewarding too, because I'm always keen to be part of the coaching as well. So you lead by example, do the warm-up along with them and that sort of thing, and, not necessarily playing in a game with them, but, in the coaching and whatever. Making sure that you're showing them things and that sort of thing. Others have gone on and played netball and indoor netball, all sorts of things like that. So they've always been pretty active. Our youngest one's quite an avid golfer at the moment. And
great.
Actually, we've got a 16-year-old grandson who's also showing a bit of interest in golf.
Yes.
Trying to get out with him.
Yeah.
However, and encourage him.
How is your golf game?
Oh, my golf game is pretty rubbish. Son's pretty reasonable.
Good.
Something I need to work on.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Cool. So you progressed from, a young player, a middle-aged player, into coaching and then into refereeing.
Absolutely. Always playing, coaching, and then, coaching and refereeing. And so I've always tended to referee kids' games, and I've always volunteered my services, whether we're playing at home or away.
Yeah.
It's generally the home referee. Home team supplies the referee.
Yes.
But as a qualified referee, I've always said to the other team, well, if you'd like me to referee, and so many of them have been grateful and said thank you, because otherwise it's me or trying to find a parent to do it. So, if you're happy to do that, that's brilliant.
I can't imagine anything worse than being a parent and being almost press ganged into refereeing a game. And what about you're not a young man anymore, and none of us are. How have you found just the health benefits of being active?
Yes, good question. So I've always been a sedentary office worker.
Yes.
Fitness has always been something, that plays on your mind. Thinking, trying to keep fit and active and healthy.
Yeah.
So I think... I'm fortunate too that we have a small lifestyle block that keeps us active weekends and that sort of thing, doing things around the place.
Yes.
And so, that's always been helpful. As you say, getting a bit older though, you know, the body starts to fight back a wee bit occasionally.
Yes.
And you know, it takes a wee bit longer to recover from some of these things. You know, I remember this last season being really fit and looking forward to the first game of the season, and then I get a little niggle in my calf. And you think, oh, there you go. I can't really push that too far.
Yes.
So, you know, you sort of have to drop down and do a little bit less activity to allow it to recover because, you know, probably 30 years ago you might have just ran through it and carried on. But, these days it's sort of being a bit more aware.
Yes.
But, you know, we've got a swimming pool, so you can do a bit of swimming over the summer. Exercycle. I'll try and get on that. As much as possible. And actually, talking about exercycle, my brother-in-law, he's lost about 25 kgs. He'd be in his mid-70s.
Yes.
And he's lost 25 kgs just by being on an exercycle.
So so how long a day would he spend on it?
Yeah, 25, 30 minutes, something like that. He's clocked up a decent amount, and he's amazing.
That's fantastic.
He was suffering from diabetes, that's all helped him tremendously. And so that's really impressive to see. You know, you're talking about just doing something. And, you know, again, that's something that just starting off 5 minutes, you can slowly build yourself up, can't you?
Yes.
You know, just try and do an extra minute a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Just building up slowly and slowly. Yeah,
cool. And he's in his 70s. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So, you know, it's great to see. Yep.
And did he join a gym, Steve?
No, just did it at home.
Just got a bike at home and away he went.
He used to struggle to walk to the supermarket and back again, but now, he's.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
To see, So,
Those are the sort of stories we want, eh? Getting out there and doing it, And your children, so you mentioned golfing and et cetera, et cetera. So,
absolutely. They're generally always pretty active with sports or activities.
Cool.
My son
plays
probably two or three times a week.
And how long do you think, you know, looking ahead, 5 years, do you still see yourself doing what you're doing in 5 years' time? Or?
Most definitely. I enjoy giving back, and I think, you know, I'll try and referee as long as I can.
Yeah.
Another 10, 15 years.
Great.
I'd love to still be going
strong,
maybe not quite at the top levels that I'm doing, but, you know, there's certainly no reason why
You can't go on and on.
Broken. I mean, my body's holding up pretty well.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So do you have any sort of specific nutritional system, or do you just eat what you like? Or
Look, I tend to been better in the week.
Yes.
And not so good on the weekend sometimes, you know. It's, I don't know how that really works, but it's probably not ideal.
Yeah.
But
well, you do have to live.
Yeah, look, absolutely.
You know? Many years ago I read an account where, I just forget the exact number, I think it's like 21. If you have three meals a day, this nutritionist said, so there's 21 meals a week on offer.
Yes.
You know, and if you can get yourself through 15 of those with some discipline, you know, the rest is your weekend, you know, don't be too hard on yourself.
No.
I thought that makes a lot of sense, because it seems these days that, so you're not, you know, on a fad diet or
no, I'm not. I'll talk to you about that in a second.
Please do.
I weigh myself daily.
Yes.
Probably not necessarily Saturday or Sunday morning, but you know, Friday and Monday, and then sort of record it.
Yes.
And so, you know, I can track that, and I sort of know I still need to lose a couple of kgs.
Yes.
But,
don't we all?
But you know, I know that if my weight's going up or down or whatever, and whatever reason that might be. And so then you think, okay, well, I need to work a bit harder to try and get that back down a wee bit.
Yeah,
and so,
cool.
You know, I think having a plan like that is my most effective way of keeping on top
of things. So you think one of the keys is just weighing yourself every day?
I do think so,
You
know, I mean, it's going to fluctuate, but
yes.
you know, if you look at it over a longer term, then you can think, well, yes, it overall is coming down.
Yeah.
So that's working, or hey, it's not budging, so maybe I do need to increase my exercise or reduce my intake just a wee bit more. And work off that.
I think that's fantastic because as I've aged, I've noticed that it doesn't take much to put on a kilo and a half.
No.
You know, I can do that in a week.
Yes.
You know, I'm astounded. Yep. But there you go. None of us are 20 anymore.
No, it is crazy, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
But I met a client again on Friday who I hadn't seen for a wee while, and he actually had a serious accident where he smashed his shoulder up and that sort of thing. So he can't do any exercise, really. He says the only thing he's actually learnt to do is be able to do squats.
Yes.
But he's gone on the carnivore diet. And he eats is a kilo of mince every day.
Yes.
But he reckons he's lost 15 kgs by doing that. And think, whoa, that's quite phenomenal. I mean, pretty boring diet.
Well, I have a son who's in his late 40s, and he's a personal trainer.
Okay.
And he's a carnivore.
Oh.
But he's also been in the last 10, 15 years a vegan, a vegetarian, eat anything that's going sort of stuff. And the last 2 years, I'm astounded in the last 2 years the difference that it's made to his health and well-being being a carnivore. Yes. And he's always in my ear and I'm always resisting, really? I eat only meat anyway. No, cool, that's fantastic. So your customer is doing squats, which that's just perfect. As we say, part of our byline here on the Energize Yourself program, folks, is everybody can move something, don't be shy about that. I mean, if you have a look at our listed programs, you'll see that there's a number of people that have been on the show that have started off really unhealthy. And just worked away at it, not trying to be Olympic athletes or anything. And I think people like Steve, folks, if you're listening, perfect example, just basically football his whole life, and he's fitted it in and around his family. Must have been pretty time-consuming, being a young dad and being a business. I mean, you go out there and create your own customers. What was your mental processes around fitting all of that in?
Yeah, look, it's probably just a matter of it needed to be done and just get out there and do it, really, I think, to build a business, you sometimes need to put in the hard yards, and that's sort of paid off. So,
cool. And how long have you been in business in the Wairarapa? Masterton mainly?
We've lived in Masterton about 28 years now, so not quite a local. We don't have a street named after us yet.
I was at a go-karting meeting the other night, and someone asked me how long I'd been here, and I said a year. And they said, oh, so you're not applying for citizenship yet. I had a bit of a laugh. You've been here 28 years.
So, I've been in the insurance industry my whole working life.
Yes.
Straight from school. And self-employed, though, 2007. So I was 17 years now.
Yeah, and was that a big step for you?
It was, really, yes. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd been made redundant, so I was looking for another option.
Yes.
Taken on by another advisor for a wee while, and that sort of went south and went out, ventured by myself. So, yes, it has been tough for the first few years building up your own business. It's long term, been a good decision. Really enjoyable. And I just like getting out there and talking to people. If I can help along the way and make a difference, then that's what it's all about, really. I'm involved in other activities as well. We're part of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. We're raising two grandchildren ourselves.
Yes.
So that, again, helps me keep fit and active. Yeah, I bet 16 it does. And 9. Yeah. So, Sunday I was playing some handball with the grandkids and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so,
brilliant.
I mean, that's not necessarily a physical thing, but, it is a physical thing too. So, it's just a little thing like that, or throwing a netball round or whatever it might be, having a bit of badminton. Or, all those little things,
It's fantastic,
Helps that whole health and fitness, doesn't it? Really,
have complete empathy and understanding with that. Yeah, absolutely.
And another business just downstairs, the Marston Food Bank. I've been involved in the food bank for over 25 years as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And every Wednesday, for instance, I collect bread from the Walter Finlay, which used to be Breadcraft.
Yes.
They donate bread to us, so I bring that in. So, You know, it's just little things like that that I enjoy being part of the community.
Yes.
But it's also, you know, a little bit of activity for myself as well.
Yeah.
You know, those bread crates can be quite heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you think, I mean, you know, the answer would appear obvious, but what do you think the benefits to your family and working and the community work you do, that part of your life, your general health by being active through football has helped that, is it?
Look, absolutely. I've been really, really fortunate with my health.
Yes.
Being self-employed, you know,
yes.
What's annual leave, what's sick leave, but, you know, I haven't really needed to take any sick leave particularly. And I think that is because of a lot of, you know, keeping relatively fit and healthy.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
You know, you've had the odd niggle injury-wise, but, you know, health-wise, I think I got my first cold about 2 weeks ago for the winter, and you think, well, that's pretty good too, you know.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I think, cool. That activity certainly helps.
Yes.
And, particularly with a sedentary job as well.
And I would imagine in your industry. So if you're listening, folks, Steve runs a insurance brokerage here in Masterton. Steve Sale. Do people get in touch with you through a website or Facebook, or just give you a call?
Yeah,
or?
Look, we've got a website, Steve Sale, SS Insure.
Yes.
Just Google Steve Sale, S-A-L-E.
Cool.
Yeah, it's easy. We're there. Look, absolutely. Yes, it's quite interesting because we do lending as well.
Yes.
And when I first started doing lending, which is about 8-9 years ago now, it was different than compared to clients meeting for the first time to talk about life insurance, for instance, because, you know, if somebody came in and they looked quite heavy, for instance, you think, well, that might be quite difficult to
get
life insurance because, you know, they do look at BMI and all that sort of thing with life insurance.
Yep.
But with mortgages, you know, there's no quantification like that. So, it was quite interesting.
Are you earning?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. But, yes, so... Absolutely, it's a good industry to be in.
Yeah.
As I love talking to people.
Yeah.
And if we can help somebody along the way with whatever their needs are.
Yes.
That's very rewarding for us too.
Yeah. Brilliant. So you're certainly energetic and involved in the community, Steve. And I think thanks very much for taking the time to come in and chat to us. So if you just being selfish and talking about football and health.
Yeah.
You know, if there's anybody out there of any age, in any position or persuasion, you know, how would you sort of direct them to getting involved in football? What would you suggest they do?
If you're interested to do some refereeing, by all means, reach out to myself. I'm in charge of the local Wairarapa referees as well.
Yes.
So,
is there anything you don't do in the community?
Sometimes I wonder.
Yeah.
Reach out to me and we can certainly talk about some opportunities. As I say, there's plenty of games. You know, there's junior football on a Saturday morning. You know, the coaches there are always looking for referees, that sort of thing. Through to if you really want to go as far as you would like. I mean, we worked with a young fella at Rathkill College when he turned up as a 15-year-old pimply-faced student.
Yes.
He's now attending FIFA tournaments.
Wow.
He's been to Oceania tournament earlier this year as a referee. So, the opportunities can be there to go as far as you really want.
Yeah,
fantastic,
fantastic. So, and is football expensive for young families? You know, if you get 7, 8, 9-year-olds to play the game?
Look, I think for there, the junior football subs are not significant now. You're looking maybe $40, $50, something like that, I think, as a senior men's player. The cost is up and close to $200 or something like that for a season.
For a season, that's not a lot.
No, not really. You look at the benefits otherwise, the camaraderie, the exercise, all that sort of thing. It's well worth doing,
Cool. So we're winding up now, folks. So remember, you can get in touch with Steve at Steve Sale and SS Insure. And thanks for being on the program, Steve.
Thank you, Alex.
Cheers. Okay, cheers, mate.